Now, the debate over the silt in Box Head and Edelong channels continues. In early May, the Fantasy Cruise ferry service between Edelong and Palm Beach was suspended indefinitely due to safety concerns with services diverting to Patonga. Yesterday, I had a chat to the local MP, Liesl Tesh, about the dangerous crossing conditions and why Labor is calling on the government to fund emergency dredging. On the line with me now, I'm joined by Scott McDonald, who's the Parliamentary Secretary for Planning at the Central Coast and Hunter, to discuss his perspective on the issue and what the Liberal government's plans are for the region. Scott, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tess. Yes.
So could you run us through what's happening from your perspective?
Yeah, look, we very much feel this is the same policy that's been in place there for about, I think it's 15 years or so now. Certainly the previous government adopted the same policy, which we regard Edelong as a local waterway. In other words, there are no state government navigable assets in there. So we regard it as a waterway that the local government area is primarily responsible for. And as I say, that's been the policy and the regulation now for a very long period of time. But we've always held out to the local government, whether it was previously Gosford City Council or now Central Coast Council. We are willing partners in what we call Rescuing Our Waterways program, and that's a 50-50 funding approach, which is really, I suppose, the short-term funding, dredging to keep the channel open.
So, yeah, in the short term, Liesl yesterday was calling to set up emergency dredging. Are there currently any plans in place to dredge the channel or take any other action?
Well, look, we had a good meeting yesterday with Minister Toole, who's responsible for Crown Lands. We had three people in there from the Chamber of Commerce. I think it was the Sailing Club and one of the cruise operators. And we gave an undertaking to them, and the Chamber of Commerce, this is the Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, have been very, very vocal about needing to keep that open for all the reasons I think you talked about on your program before. It means a lot to people who are going to school or commuting or even just using it for travel. But look, we said Rescuing Our Waterways is available now. It's open to June the 8th, and as I say, it's a 50-50 program. We gave an undertaking to them that our Crown Lands officers would consider any application from Central Coast Council as a priority. And look, on top of that, we said our state government officers will help council to prepare a submission.
I mean, it's definitely good to hear, you know, that they're, I suppose, up on the priority list. Speaking of the commuters, though, do you think the current diversion of the commuters to Patonga is, I guess, doing enough in the interim?
No, look, you know, anybody who's familiar with the area there would say, you know, they'd like a return to what was available before, the service right up the channel. And look, we recognise that. But look, we do have to be, I guess, consistent across the state. Other local government areas do this. They take on the local waterways. They take on the care and maintenance of them. And it's just a regular part of their budget every year. They allocate funds for it. If they do run into trouble with some, you know, I guess what happens now and then is these big East Coast swells come through and they silt up a channel, they come to the state government and say, look, we need a bit of top-up, we need a bit of extra emergency funding, can you help? And we have usually got this program available called Rescuing Our Waterways, and we will step in and help wherever we can.
So is Rescuing Our Waterways just specifically for some of these channels, or is it a wider program?
No, it's not. It is local waterways, and really there are waterways that are pretty localised. It's like comparing your local roads to your state government roads or your federal government roads. We have this tier of road responsibility. We have a tier of channel and waterway responsibility. And these are, I guess, the lowest ones, if you like, where there's really, I guess you'd call it local transport, local waterways, recreational use and those sorts of things. And sometimes, in this case, you've got a private operator doing a private service there. But Edelong has been recognised for, look, as far as I know, forever as a local waterway, and that's how we treat it between the jurisdictions.
Now, another thing Liesl said yesterday, she was very concerned for the safety of people travelling the channel after a couple of private boats had to go and be rescued.
Yes.
How much cause of concern do you think there is for people who are travelling the channel at the moment?
Yeah, look, it is. There's no doubt about it. And RMS keep an eye on that, and they do put out warnings and alerts to be if the channel is silting up or at low tide. We expect skippers to be cognizant of their environment, whether it's that channel or any other channel. But we are concerned, and that's why we will continue to work with Central Coast Council and the stakeholders such as the ferry operators and Chambers of Commerce. But the problem would be that if we shifted from this policy, we would suddenly be opening up, a new tier of... there's about 13 of these channels up and down the New South Wales coast, and councils have been happily looking after their own local waterways for decades, would turn around and say, well, if you're going to do that at Edelong, really you should be looking after our local waterway as well. And that turns on the head, as I say, this tier of responsibility.
Sounds like a paperwork nightmare waiting to happen.
It is, and you can say it's a bureaucratic hurdle we've all got to jump over, but it has worked in the past. It continues to work. It is a great concern to the community, and there was 400 people at Edelong Club there, I think, last Thursday. They expressed some very strong views about it. I think the object of the exercise here is to have local government and state government working together. And if we can get that happening, and things are definitely improving in that respect, then I think everybody will win.
And so do we have any idea what potentially the timeline is looking like to get the regular ferry back up and running?
Well, we gave an undertaking, as I say, yesterday, that we would take on board any compliant submission for money and treat it as a priority. So our Cranland officers are very aware of this. They're prepared to help. The minister was there in the meeting yesterday. We gave an undertaking that we would turn this round just as quickly as we possibly could. I can't give a date or a time on that right here and right now. The rescuing our waterways closes on June the 8th, so that's not that far away. And my expectation, my hope to the Crownland officers would be we would have a review of that submission and a turnaround within a number of weeks, certainly not months.
Well, fingers firmly crossed. Scott,
yes.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Anytime. Thanks, Tess.
Scott McDonald there, Parliamentary Secretary for Planning for the Central Coast and Hunter, having a bit of a chat following on from a talk we had yesterday about the Etalong Channel and the need for it to be dredged out.